Whatever you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. We launch here into the second hour of the show with you tonight. Ian here.
Corey.
And Mark.
Corey Moore joining us as our special third host. Normally, it's just me and Mark on Saturday night, so I'm glad you've come in here tonight during your three or so days that you're visiting Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'll be here until Monday.
So
it's nice to have some luminary from the Liberty Broadcasting world come in and sit in with us.
Yep, from CoreyMooreShow.com, CoreyMooreShow.com, Show.com. Now, for those of you just tuning in, to bring you up to speed, I was sharing a story from TheBlaze.com. It's an update on an older story, which is about the Fast and Furious so-called gun-walking scandal. You know, the one where the federal government agents with the FBI, or rather the ATF, I guess, mostly in this case, the ATF basically allowed criminals from drug cartels and such to buy thousands of firearms and then just let them get away with it. And turns out there's more to that story, and it looks like that apparently one Border Patrol agent, Agent Brian Terry, was killed in a shootout with some cartel agents who were given information by the FBI. They, in fact, according to John Dodson, a federal agent who had originally blew open the case about the Fast and the Furious, he says that those Mexican bandits gunned down Agent Brian Terry. They were working for the FBI and had been sent to the border to do a drug ripoff using intelligence gathered by the DEA. He says that they've been doing this for a long time, where they're basically trying to get their informants as high level as possible in these drug gangs. So in theory, at some point in the future, they'll make some arrests. But in the meantime, these people are in the business of dealing drugs and setting up other people to get robbed. You know, these cartels are not nice folks in a lot of cases, so they're more than happy to rob one another if they know that their competing cartel has a truckload of cocaine that's hitting the border at a certain time. They will set up the road on the way there to have some road agents and take that truck out.
They would be actually do more for if they just claimed a monopoly on drug distribution and used the firepower of the DEA and the FBI to fight the drug companies, the drug cartels out in the open. Now, I think that this should be a free market in whatever mind-altering substance somebody wants to ingest. But if they're going to deal drugs, then just go ahead and open up a business and say we're dealing drugs and we're the only ones who are allowed to deal drugs. And if you compete with us, we're going to gun you down in the streets.
Well, that's what they do with alcohol, right? Look what they do to the moonshiners.
Isn't that an exact description of the state of New Hampshire? I mean, they sell alcohol here.
There's far less violence surrounding alcohol in New Hampshire than there was during Prohibition.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you're right about that. And, of course, Uruguay, I believe it was, if I get this wrong, please clarify, but I believe they have just done something similar, Mark, where at least with marijuana,
yeah, they've taken a monopoly,
they have
distribution.
Legalized it, and they are the state, is the one, they're the organization, they're undercutting the black market prices.
So they're undercutting as opposed to claiming the violence. Rather than saying we're going to compete at market level and we're going to kill you if you compete with us, which is honestly what the government has, it's a monopoly on violence, so they, if you do what they don't want you to do, ultimately it's a gun that will enforce that. Instead of doing that, what they're saying is we're going to just subsidize marijuana production, and we're going to price it so low that
it won't be worth it.
It prices out anybody in as far as competition goes.
No, I don't support that either. I mean, as you pointed out, free market. Let's just fully decriminalize or legalize all drugs. I don't want the government to regulate. I don't want them to tax. I don't want them to control in any way. Let the market decide. And I'll go so far as to say that the same thing should happen with prescription medications. There was a guy murdered here in Keene, New Hampshire. Now, murder doesn't happen very often in Keene, New Hampshire. It's, a relatively small place, population 25,000. The county has 75,000 people living in it. So murder's just not very common here. But the last two times, one of the more recent times the murder happened, it was a drug deal gone bad. Somebody owed somebody some money for some cocaine, and the fight ended up deadly. in that case. And rumor has it that this most recent murder in Keene, where a guy was shot, apparently a wheelchair-bound man, was shot in the face, from what I've heard. You know, I haven't read the police reports myself, but this is just what I've been told. Rumor has it that this was another drug deal gone bad. What was he selling? Prescription medication. So he was, you know, in a wheelchair for whatever reason. He's receiving prescription medication for whatever his medical condition is. And like a lot of people who receive prescription medication for pain or whatever, they forego taking the medication, or they only take a portion of it, and then they take the rest of it and they sell it at $20 a pill.
Yeah, well, they're on disability, or they don't have a job, and they need the extra income. They can't survive without it.
Right.
It's a story I've seen over and over and over again where I live myself, and it's very sad. But, you know, it's something people do sometimes, what they have to do. I can't really judge anyone.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's also a felony to just give somebody a pill. Yep. So you might as well make $20 off of it if you're going to be, you know, getting people pills, prescription pills. You're going to put yourself on the line. You might as well make a little bit of money off of it. So unfortunately, in this case, the guy ended up losing his life over it. Now, all the news reports are focusing on the fact that he was apparently a registered sex offender, which...
The wheelchair guy?
The wheelchair guy.
Okay.
Which apparently he wasn't a registered sex offender for actually having committed a crime against another human. He had some sort of child pornography at some point in his past. So again,
and it's difficult to know what child pornography is because actually Playboy has had a woman in it that was under the legal age at the time,
yeah,
and
that's
this is
technically child.
It's child porn. So I mean, I knew somebody who had, you know, I did business with in the past, in the radio business, who claimed that what his situation was is that basically he got busted. They said that the stuff, you know, the porn that was on his computer, that one of the women or two of the women was below the age of 18 and that they were going to take it all the way through, and that he ended up pleading out because he was guilty of all the other crimes, that, you know, the drug dealing crimes they had. And it's hard to know what the truth is.
This is why you stream your pornography and you don't download it.
You can still get stream rippers to actually download streams as they're being streamed. But I wanted to give that an example of, you know, people who are losing their lives over prescription medications as well. So don't think for just a moment that, this war on drugs is only affecting people who are selling crack. No, it's affecting people who could be your grandmother or your uncle or somebody like that who has a prescription and he knows he can get $20 a pill for it, you know, oxycodones or whatever it is that is in demand out there on the streets. And I know the addicts, too. I mean, my ex-girlfriend was stealing from people in order to get money to feed her prescription. So there's also the other aspect. So not only could it be a family member of yours who is selling these drugs that could get caught up in violence and end up losing their life or be harmed in some way by, you know, other people in the criminal marketplace, in the black market, but also innocent people who have no connection whatsoever to drugs are also being victimized by people. Because if my ex-girlfriend in this case wasn't having to pay $20 or $30 per pill, because if she's desperate, she'll pay $30 a pill for a $20 pill. If she wasn't paying $20 or $30 per pill multiple times a day in order to keep this habit going, she'd be able to afford that habit by working some low-end, low-wage job. Just in the same way, there's plenty of people who medicate themselves with alcohol
or
every
tobacco.
Single night.
Or tobacco.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of people keeping that tobacco habit as it goes up and up and gets more and more expensive because of government taxes and government regulations and lawsuits that seem pretty silly to me. The idea that, you know, people in the last 20 years have smoked cigarettes and, oh, my God, did you know these things are bad for you? Seems silly.
Well, and that's the thing with the prescription pill addiction. It really gets worse and worse and worse. And I've known a couple of prescription pill addicts myself, and you have to take them away from that situation to even be able to get them help. But really, the fundamental problem is the addiction. And we don't think about addiction as a society, really. We think about, oh, these dirty drug users. God forbid they're putting something into their body that the state says is wrong.
Yeah, let's save in a jail cell. That'll solve it.
I'd say if you talk about illegal drugs, caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, and you start looking at addiction and dependency, that you're talking about more than half the American population.
All right, we can come back. We can talk more about addiction as well. You want to tell your story, 855-450-FREE.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves. If you like, toll-free, or you can just sit back and listen. 855-453 is the toll-free number, brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. In fact, I believe Corey is in the Free Talk Live or LRN.fm chat room tonight, as a matter of fact. So you can go and do that for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
For those of you that listen to the show on a regular basis, you know I've been away for a little over a week on a vacation. And what I wasn't able to do on my vacation is drink the coffee that I normally drink, which is BuzzBox coffee. And I came back today, started my normal routine again, including making a pot of decaffeinated BuzzBox coffee. And I was once again reminded how much better this coffee is than what the mass market coffee that's out there. This coffee further, not only is it sort of top 1% Arabica grade and completely organic and shade grown, which handles any issues of acid reflux or whatever it is, the heartburn that you might get from coffee. Shade grown handles that. But it also doesn't have, it's not grown with the herbicides, the pesticides, the lead that comes out of leaded gas and gets into the soil. Coffee is an extremely absorbent product. Further, this coffee is grown in a fashion that allows the people that grow it, the farmers that grow it, the poor farmers in third world countries that grow this, to have a sustainable system as opposed to the way coffee is normally grown around the world. This coffee is sustainable. They'll be able to break the generational chains of poverty rather than just mortgaging their future for some for being able to eat today. Go get involved. Help people one cup at a time, because that's what we're trying to do with BuzzBox Coffee, is to fund 100 World Vision Finance microloans. That's my goal, to spread human freedom and human dignity through BuzzBox Coffees. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get a free pound of coffee. Try it out. If you don't agree that it is among the best cups of coffee you've ever had, then you know don't do it. But I think you'll agree. Coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound and get signed up to the subscription program.
Have you ever compared the difference between a pound of coffee and a pound of marijuana?
What do you mean?
It's a huge price difference.
No, price difference, yes.
Sorry, the price difference. Sorry, I wasn't clear about that yet. Different product.
I thought it was one of those tricks. Which weighs more, a pound of gold or a pound of feathers?
No, I'm talking about the price. I mean, you can pay thousands of dollars for a pound of marijuana in the black market. But it's just a plant. It's just flowers.
As a matter of fact, it's a weed, and it's probably easier to grow. Even one of the high-end marijuana plants,
coffee plants,
is easier to grow than a coffee plant. Or, as a matter of fact, a coffee plant, since it's shade-grown, requires more space to grow because you have to have the shade. You have to have the other trees around it.
So the reason I bring that up is because we're talking about prohibition and some of the consequences of it. I mean, I was looking at the price of rolling tobacco, for instance. I mean, we're talking about something that is...
Rolling tobacco is mostly taxes.
Yeah, I mean, right. And even with all those taxes rolled into it, it's still a fraction of, you know, a pound of rolling tobacco is a fraction of the cost of a pound of marijuana.
Even bad marijuana.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So so it's just an example of how the drug war, prohibition on drugs, drives prices up. And we were talking about addicts and what some of the, you know, the depths that an addict is willing to go to, which includes, in a lot of cases, stealing from their own family members, the depths they're willing to feed their addiction, which, if the drugs weren't prohibited, they could be priced appropriately as per what the market would actually value these products at. Because right now, the reason why these drugs are so expensive is because the people who are dealing those drugs are taking a very high risk. You know, they're, in some cases, they're risking their lives, you know, to bring this product to the marketplace. In other cases, they're risking long prison terms. And so each one of the people that handles these illegal products has to mark it up in a concomitant amount with what it is that they're taking as far as a risk is concerned.
And they're able to, I mean, since there's a limited amount of people in the marketplace that are willing to put their lives and freedom on the line in order to do business, that also allows pricing to be higher. There's less supply.
Yeah, and that's basic economics right there, supply and demand. I mean, the lower the supply, the higher the demand, it's going to be more expensive.
I don't know. It's kind of a reach to say there's less supply. You could probably argue that supply would be more available in a free market of drugs, but there's no shortage of drugs out there in the marketplace.
I think we're finding that in
plenty of it.
Places in like Colorado and California, where drugs are, you know, marijuana is more available, that prices are lower, quality's higher.
That's true. There's no doubt about that. Prices are somewhat lower and quality is definitely higher. Right. I know that much out in California is absolutely the case. But it's not that much lower. But then again, it's also not a true free market in marijuana. It's only available.
California specifically, but we haven't had an opportunity to see what's going to happen in Colorado and Washington.
Well, we know that
Colorado doesn't even get fully free, I think, until January 1st when businesses can start selling. Once competition enters that marketplace, I predict that you're going to see marijuana like a joint going for something like $1 or $2.
I hope you're right about that. I'm looking forward to seeing what some of the effects are. Of course, you also have to factor in the fact that I think it was Washington where they're going to hit 25% at the grower level, 25% at the distributor level, and then 25% taxes at the buyer level, so the store level. So that's going to add up. And
it's going
to
add
the
up.
The government guys know that they can layer in taxes up to a certain point, and people will still look at it, I can get this quarter bag for half the cost of what it used to cost in the black market. People will still feel good about that while the government's raking in huge amounts of dough.
It's like a 30% retail tax, too.
You're talking about in Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 25, 25, 25 up the chain.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you're welcome to share your experience here at 855-453, whether it's about addiction or the insane war on drugs. And by the way, for anybody out there saying to themselves, because the story that we started out on the show tonight with was about the FBI and the DEA tipping off drug cartels, giving them info on each other, to be able to help them get, rob one cartel, robbing another cartel, and that helps their man on the inside get positioned up in the ranks of the organization, etc. You might be saying to yourself, well, it's just a few bad apples. It's just one story. But this is just the latest story. So maybe this is the first story you've ever heard about corruption in the drug war. And boy, if this is the first story you've heard, you haven't been paying attention. But they actually give you another one here at the very end of this article from TheBlaze.com. They are talking about here a Sinaloa cartel operative, Jesus Vicente Zambada Nibela. They say that he made similar allegations. He's currently facing trial in Chicago on federal drug charges. As previously reported by The Blaze, Mr. Zambada Nibela claims he was granted immunity during a 2011 meeting with DEA agents in Mexico in exchange for intel. The federal government uses a divide-and-conquer strategy to dismantle other cartels in Mexico, entering into agreements with ruthless drug cartels. The motion in the case reads, quote, they were given carte blanche to continue to smuggle tons of illicit drugs into Chicago and the rest of the United States and were also protected by the U.S. government from arrest and prosecution in return for providing information against rival cartels, which helped Mexican and United States authorities capture or kill thousands of rival cartel members. So they pick a cartel, and they help this cartel in order to supposedly get more information and take down the other cartels.
How nice, they're picking winners.
Nothing new. And, by the way, it also rings a bell because where we come from, the sheriff in Manatee County was apparently doing the same thing. We'll come back with more.
I hope they're green cartels. Obama likes that.
855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Archives included. The archives go back all the way to 2006. You can enjoy it all free over at freetalklive.com. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Corey.
And Mark.
All right. So we'll continue here. You know, Corey Moore, we were talking about you and your show, the Corey Moore Show. But there are so many great liberty-oriented shows out there. And one of our favorites on Free Talk Live has to be the School Sucks Project. Have you ever heard these guys?
Oh, yes. They're fantastic.
Brett Vinott is the main character behind School Sucks Project, and they do an amazing job. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com. You can make your user account there. It's free. They've got a Twitter channel and YouTube and their own channel on their website, schoolsucksproject.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Ramon is in Miami. Ramon, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Ramon. Been a long time. What's on your mind tonight?
Tonight, man. You know, it's busy raising a little one-year-old. It's time-consuming. But I'll listen to you guys. I don't always get a time to call in, but... the reason why I'm calling tonight, you guys touched on it a little bit about, Colorado's marijuana laws kicking in on the 1st. But what I heard earlier today on mainstream news when I was flipping through the channels is that now cops have the right to, take blood samples at, marijuana stops because supposedly they're going to be treating it like DUIs, but they don't have a breathalyzer that can detect marijuana. My question to you guys tonight is, do you think this is the boiling frog effect? And the reason why they're doing this is to eventually just take DNA samples from everybody Or do you think it's just, you know, they want to keep people safe from DUI marijuana users? What you got?
Oh, I think that they, if they wanted DNA samples from everybody, then they could get them very quickly.
They're doing that. Yep. You're not going out on a limb here at all, Ramon. There was a news story recently, and then another follow-up story from a different city where the federal government has gone in, teamed up with local police departments, and they're literally waving people off the road and then offering to take their DNA. So in theory, it's voluntary, but as one of the people who they offered this to said, it sure didn't feel that way.
You know, it might not certainly be intentional. However, they might, you know how a government grows. So, of course, it might become something in the future where they do start taking the blood samples and keep them. So it's not unheard of.
You know, every one of these schools has some kind of school nurse, right? Because all we have to do is institute a, you know, child-safe program. We have to call it, you know, Operation Kid Protect or something like that, where, in fact, what they do is they're taking the DNA so that, you know, they can identify, you know, the body of the child if they're found at some point. You know, whatever the story is, it's relatively easy to do.
Ramon?
Yeah, you guys know I'm pretty conspiratorial in my thought process, but I just wanted to bring up the discussion critically and fair because I looked at it today from a perspective of, look, obviously people have been using cannabis and marijuana for a long time.
Right.
The statistics were that bad about drivers and safety with cannabis, they would have shown it. The fact that they're going about it the same way they seem to go about everything with all this secrecy and all these false reasons, and I mean, they look false to me anyways, but their reasoning for why they're doing it doesn't make any sense in my opinion.
Thank you, Ramon, for your call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I agree. I think that the police in this case, they're salivating. I mean, they hate losing control. And that's what has happened in Colorado and in Washington with these legalization measures that passed back in 2012. They're finally going into effect, some more so within the next few days. And they hate it. They hate losing control. So, like, for instance, here in New Hampshire, there was the proposal to have the medical marijuana. There's also been proposals for decriminalization. And in the medical case, the police came in to the hearing kind of with this defeated attitude, like for the first time ever. Normally they come into these hearings and they're like, well, marijuana will give you breasts, and marijuana is bad. And they like trot out all of the old lies, just the absolute propaganda about marijuana. But
now what you're talking about here is it's the organization Union of the Chiefs of Police or something like that.
Chiefs.
And I think it's oftentimes the brass as opposed to the beat level cop. I think the beat level cops care less.
A lot of them are for legalization. I mean, a lot of
they can't say that, but they are.
So they'll tell you privately, and actually some of them in New Hampshire will tell you openly about it as well. When we first moved here, we went on me and Sam Dodson and Julia at the time, we went on a ride-along with one of the police lieutenants here in Keene, and he was very open about his opposition to the war on drugs. So in some places you can get more openness about that than others. But, yeah, absolutely. The chiefs are always there opposing any kind of proposal to lessen the war on drugs. But at this medical hearing, it was like they already knew the writing was on the wall. They knew something was going to pass this time around with medical, and so that's when they changed their tune. That's when they were, their tune became, instead of no, it shall not be allowed, is, all right, well, if you're going to let it, then here's what we suggest as far as controls. And they had all these ideas as to how the medical system should be controlled, and it should be very tight, it should be very strict, and we should be in charge, and we should have more power. And, you know, they love the idea of controlling the drug user community. And so the Colorado and Washington initiatives give them the opportunity to take blood from people on the side of the road. Boy, talk about a great new power reach for the police. Hey, all right, so we've lost power in the area of enforcing the war on drugs as far as marijuana use, but now we can start putting those marijuana users in prison for driving, and we'll get to be more invasive on the side of the road. I just feel like they salivate over that kind of power.
How effective would those drug tests be anyway? Marijuana as a drug is one of those drugs that stays in your system for a very long time.
That's right. Which is why it'll be very effective for them to get convictions.
Yes.
As I understand, they have...
better systems now that they can actually tell. There's some kind of test that's expensive that they can tell whether you're high or not. Now, I don't know if it's a blood test or what that is, but I agree with you. The old, obviously.
You know what that is driving 35 miles an hour in a 55-hour zone and stopping at a flashing yellow light. Yep. That's how you know.
Let's go to the phones. Joe's on the line in Charleston, South Carolina. Joe, you're listening to WSC-FM. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Before you go on, Joe, I want to say thank you to everybody in Charleston, South Carolina, who has been listening to Free Talk Live over the years on WSC-FM, and thank you to WSC and the various people that have been behind the scenes there to help us get on the air. We've been on that station for many years, I think since 2007 or something like that. It's been a long time that we've been there, and unfortunately, this is going to be the last show that you'll be hearing on WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. The reason for that is due to what is called a corporate cram down. They are adding, I think it's Sean Hannity during the week, and they're going to force the station, Premier Radio Networks is forcing the station to take a Sean Hannity refeed on the weekend, and so we got picked as the destination, our time slot got picked for the destination for that, what's called a cram down. So it doesn't make any sense, right? They're going to replace a live show that's been relatively successful in the market with a not live show of Sean Hannity. So I'm sorry, but that's going to happen next weekend. The good news is we are going to be moving to their crosstown competition, WTMA, which is on the AM band in Charleston. So you'll still continue to be able to hear Free Talk Live. As of next weekend, we'll be on WTMA across town. And we're expanding. So we're going to be on Saturday and Sunday in Charleston starting next weekend on WTMA. So hopefully some of our listeners will move over there, and it's not something we chose to do, but we're glad that we're still going to be able to be on the market. So go ahead, Joe, with your thoughts tonight.
Well, sorry to hear that, guys, and I'll definitely be listening to you on the other station. But I agree with you. You know, the law enforcement, it is a control state. And like I said, you know, they pick and choose what they want to crack down on. Like I said, people know the risk of everything they do. And, you know, if somebody wants to pop a pill here and there or smoke a joint or something like that, why is that any concern of theirs? You know, I mean, if people can get more time for selling a pill than for killing somebody.
It's so true. You can have more time for having a pill in your car outside of a prescription bottle. Like, if you don't have it in the proper prescription bottle, in Florida, I think they're giving people 25 years for that. If you want, Joe, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. If you got more thoughts, you're welcome to share those with us. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You take control. Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, bad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, where you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That toll free number is brought to you by ProXPN. What is it? Well, ProXPN is a global virtual private network, and it's so affordable. It's an app that you can download for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. Now, if you've got Linux, there is a way to make ProXPN work. It's not very complicated, but it's not an app. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, download the app, and get rolling with ProXPN. You can start protecting your privacy right now. And then, when you want to upgrade to the ProXPN Premium Package, which gives you unlimited bandwidth, then that will allow you to, you can do that for as little as $5 a month by using our discount code, FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the price of their premium account. But what does it do exactly? Well, it encrypts your internet traffic, meaning that your ISP, your internet service provider, whatever company you're using, they're probably logging you for at least 6 months, everything you do. Every website you visit, every search term that you enter, is being logged by your ISP. Start using ProXPN, you've solved that problem, because ProXPN encrypts everything you do, so when the ISP that you're using sees what you're doing, they're trying to look at what you're doing, all they'll see is encrypted traffic. They have no idea anymore where you're going and what you're doing online. ProXPN also doesn't log what you're doing either. So you're protected from that aspect. Your location is also protected in that you get to select the ProXPN server around the world if you're using their premium account that you want to use to connect to. And then it'll look like to all the websites you visit that you're coming from the ProXPN server location rather than your own personal location being revealed. This allows you to do things like torrenting privately. And that's a pretty valuable factor here. And you can only use torrents on their premium account. Premium account is unlimited bandwidth, and there's no limits on the types of services that you can run. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use discount code FTL20. Save 20%. Now, you can use that discount code whether you buy monthly, six-month package, or year package. But you get the best deal, obviously, if you go with the year package. And you can get an even better deal if you pay with Bitcoin for that yearly package. You get 33% off in that case. ProXPN.com/FTL. Discount code FTL20. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose here but your privacy. So take action and go to proxpn.com/FTL. As we go back to Joe, listening in Charleston, South Carolina to WSC-FM, Joe wanted to make sure you had enough chance to get your thoughts out. Go ahead.
Yeah, like what you were saying, you know, in Florida, I guess it is, they're looking at trying to give somebody 25 years for having a pill without a prescription. It's like I said,
oh, they have done that.
Yeah, I myself, from old sports injuries, things like that, I have chronic pain. I've got real bad knees, bad shoulders. I get a prescription every month for pain medicine. Mm-hmm. And so what they're trying to tell me is that my wife, who has migraines, if I were to give her one of my pain pills, they found out about that, I could go to jail for years and years and years.
She would too.
But you got people out here that supply alcohol to minors, and they get fines and slaps on the wrist.
Yeah, you about nailed that down, I would say.
It's pretty obvious. Oftentimes you're talking about people who have actually harmed people. People who have stolen things, people who have caused bodily mm-hmm. injury to people getting, you know, less time than people who try to help somebody by giving them medicine.
And who hasn't at some point done this? Who hasn't shared with a loved one, for instance, somebody who you're close to, some sort of pill because you thought it would help them?
Or at least know somebody close to them who's done this. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got a prescription for that. I can help you out.
Yeah, and most people don't know that it's even a crime.
Right. They find out the hard way later on down the line if they happen to get caught. And a lot of times they'll get caught by something something innocent. You know, it's not like they're doing some sort of drug deal when they get caught. They're pulled over, and then people don't know their rights, so they let the police search, which, please, always say no to police searches. That's my suggestion. They, of course, let the police search, and then, oh, well, what's this? And then, of course, they'll tell the police because they don't know enough to keep their mouth shut if they've already gone that far. And so then they just blab, and then before you know it, they're in prison.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and it's just getting more and more out of hand. And then, like I said, you know, my last comment, you try to do things the right way. I've known people that have legitimate pain issues try to go see a medical professional. The doctor says, oh, well, you're not in that much pain. How does the doctor know that? So then what is that person forced to do but to go
hit the streets,
to friends on the street and get what they need?
Well, yeah, the doctor doesn't know how much pain you're in. The doctor is largely just scared.
It's the fault of these doctors 5 and 10 years ago that there's this prescription drug problem in the first place. They were overprescribing, and now they're underprescribing because now we have all these addicts.
Well, there's the DEA is very, very interested in doctors that are prescribing these drugs. And so, yeah, these doctors are scared to death of crossing whatever lines that, you know, these invisible lines that they're not supposed to cross. And then if they do, they become under investigation, possibly face charges themselves.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to say what overprescription is or underprescription because I'm not qualified and neither are they. Because not only do you have to be a doctor, but you have to be a fortune teller, too. And so what it ultimately comes down to is the individual who has the pain deciding, for themselves what it is, you know, what are the consequences of my actions? Is it worth doing this? I mean, I think everybody needs to be informed that opiates are potentially addictive.
Sure.
But we've looked at addiction on this program, and what we found out is that, you know, largely what it is that people need to break their patterns. They need to break people, places, and things, and they can break their addiction relatively easily.
Thanks, Joe, for your call and thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Mark listening in Pennsylvania. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Recently, you were talking earlier about, the decriminalization of drugs and things like that. And you said about the difference between snorting gasoline and marijuana. Well, you'd sooner have your child smoke marijuana. Well, why
huffing.
Don't you? Huffing, yes. Why do they want to do that in the first place? Why?
Which one?
Either?
Okay.
Why are drugs so rampant in the United States?
Well, I think that it's not just the United States. It's everywhere in the world.
Worldwide,
I mean,
sure.
People want to alter their states. Not just people, but beings want to alter their states. You'll find the primates do it. You'll find mammals do it. You'll find birds do it. All kinds of beings like to alter their states. So I don't know. It's the human condition, the mortal condition.
Well, Mark, what about you? I mean, do you drink?
Yeah, I drink.
No, not you, Mark. Sorry. Mark on the line in Pennsylvania.
No, I do not. No, that's sure I do not.
Did you ever? Have you ever drank alcohol?
I did. I experimented with it once I was 21 years old, and I found out it didn't agree with me.
Not for you. Okay.
No. Yeah, I don't think it's difficult for somebody in your circumstance to kind of understand why it is that people do this. Why do they alter their states? It's inefficient. They don't make as much, people that do this a lot don't make as much money. They don't have as good of a life. They don't have as quality of a family life. But one also needs to look at
that.
What's that?
I think you're correct in that fact where it's just maybe the outlook is dismal. It's escapism.
But see, that's where you're...
Some of it is, wrong. But I would agree with you, Ian, that he's wrong in that, because a lot of people use these substances because they want to use them. It makes them feel good. And what's really so wrong about wanting to feel good if you're doing it in a responsible way?
Well, I think that's an important thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, Corey, and I'm glad you called about this, Mark, and I want to get a little bit further into it, because there's a common misconception about drug users. And if you look at all of the mainstream media reporting, almost all mainstream media reporting categorizes drug users, responsible drug users, as though they're all abusers, as though anybody who's ever used any kind of drug is an abuser, that they're addicted, that they're hooked on it, that they're, you know, like this junkie that's just scraping by and stealing and doing everything they can to do horrible things to people to get drugs. When in reality, the average drug user is not that person. The average drug user, especially marijuana, for instance, which is a very benign substance in comparison to a lot of other drugs, these are just your regular family people. These are people who, you know, they have families, they've got jobs, they're responsible individuals who, at the end of the day, they choose to use something different than alcohol to, you know, take a load off and take it easy and kick back and relax. And they don't have a problem, but the media and popular culture, to some extent, the drug warriors, treat them all as though they're all addicts and that they all need to be forced into some sort of treatment program because, oh, heaven forbid, somebody do something to alter their state of consciousness. And maybe those people are coming from where you're coming from, Mark, and that is they just don't understand the desire to do it. But on the other hand, a lot of them are hypocrites because, on the other hand, many of them are drinkers. Many of the people who are critics of drug users are also drug users themselves. They just don't
want to see prescription pills.
That's true.
Oh, yes, I totally agree with you, which would be very frustrating if you were on trial in Pennsylvania for a marijuana charge, whereas in California, you would not be punished at all, possibly.
And right, then, right.
There's the judge himself. He could have a cocktail after work, but yet he's going to look down onto someone who has refused the cocktail and wants marijuana or wants some sort of prescription drug to take the edge off.
So it sounds to me, Mark, like you understand...
He understands it, yeah.
You understand that the war on drugs is an insane thing. You're just trying to understand the desire to alter one's state of consciousness. If you'd like to continue to explore, we can do that here in moments. In hour number three, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. I'll answer the question as to why I've done it. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundation of society, the wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.